Angry demonstrators pour in the streets of the Pakistani city of Karachi to protest against the deadly US drone strikes in the country. Many people here say that the attacks violate the country's sovereignty and international law, something that the US strongly disagrees with.
Recently, the Interior Minister of Pakistan gave figures that these protesters believe have understated the civilian casualties in these drone strikes. Protesters here say that the government figures is an attempt to justify the US position over drones.
The demonstration was organized by Pakistan's Jamaat-e-Islami party, that is largest political-religious organization in the country.
Start has been done with the KPK government that they are going to stop the NATO supplies there also. And inshallah, we are going to make up a mind of the other political parties also. And we are pressurizing the government also. And inshallah, if it will be necessary, we will be stopping the NATO supplies at the port city of Karachi, inshallah. We should turn out in the true spirit to attack the drones and to bring the drones down.
Demonstrators were chanting anti-US slogans and demanded the Islamabad halt NATO supplies and shoot down drones as they violate Pakistan's territorial integrity.
The military of Pakistan should only do one thing. They should follow Islam. That's very simple. They should just tell Obama government, Obama, we cannot follow anymore. We lost so many lives. We should be bold enough to say, we will not follow you anymore. Challenging.
Amnesty International, in its recent report on Pakistan, made it clear that there is a need for more transparency in the US drone program that has been shrouded in secrecy. The leading human rights organization said US officials responsible for the drone campaign may have committed war crimes and should stand trial. Mohammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.